T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are we seeing with Lucas Giolito, and why has it not been fixed?
I don't know why it's not been fixed. I mean, he's got his pitching coach and the guy that helped him make the transition from 2018 to 2019 as his current pitching coach in Ethan Katz. Evidently, Katz has got some type of lab, and it's helping Dylan Cease quite a bit. It's not helping Lucas Giolito. The four-seam fastball is terrible. The slider is worse than the four-seam fastball. As a joke, I made the suggestion on our show yesterday that Lucas Giolito should just learn how to throw a knuckleball and be Tim Wakefield for the rest of his career if he's not going to be able to recapture any velocity on his four-seamer. And if your average RPMs on a slider is around 1,900 RPMs, I mean, when scouting high schoolers today and even college pitchers, you would get a 40 grade on that type of pitch. I mean, that's below league average. Lucas Giolito has two below league average pitches, the four seam and slider, and he's got one above average pitch, which is the changeup. This is a fastball slider league, and Giolito doesn't have either of those pitches. It worked against Detroit, and it may work against lesser teams like Kansas City in the remaining schedule for Lucas Giolito. But when he faces a good baseball team like the Houston Astros, they're going to crush him. And that's the way it's going to be for the rest of the season until he gets into the offseason. He goes into a pitch lab and he recreates his four-seam fastball and slider. And I'm going to keep bringing this up because I think it's really beneficial for Lucas Giolito to hear this. Your future earnings are on the line. Your last year of team control, your last year of arbitration is coming up in 2023. And then you're going to be a free agent. And you're going to shockingly find out teams don't want to sign pitchers who have a 5-plus ERA to more than a year-long contract. They're going to have you sign these prove-it contracts, and I get it. You had a great track record from 2019 to 2021, but as a starting pitcher, you have to consistently prove that you're that type of pitcher. Carlos Rodon was awesome last year. He's awesome this year, but all he got was a 2-year contract, and one of those years was a player option that he's probably going to opt out of. So if you want a long-term contract, if you want to get paid, you got some serious improving to do this upcoming offseason. But from a White Sox perspective, at this moment, there's no way you could have Lucas Giolito pitch a possible division clinching game or even a postseason game right now. He is a liability.
Do we know the effect of the crackdown on Stickum and what that has done? Have you looked at his spin rates? I know some pitchers are creeping back up, and it's leading some to believe that maybe there's a surreptitious usage of something invisible out there that's making its way into clubhouses. But there is a velocity component, too. It isn't just spin rate. It is also getting the proper grip on the ball to generate the highest velocity possible.
Yeah, and Jordan Lisowski from Sox and 35th has been writing about this, and I think he makes a good point that there could be some problem with the hip rotation that could have been stemmed from Lucas Giolito evidently putting on 20 pounds of muscle during the offseason and throughout the lockout negotiations as he was the White Sox player rep. That is impacting as far as his rotation, which is impacting as far as his velocity. But I don't know how that's impacting as far as the spin. He just doesn't throw a lot of spin, and he hasn't thrown a lot of spin since the crackdown of the Stickum stuff. So, I think he needs to go to a pitch lab, and he needs to recreate a fastball, maybe goes to a two-seamer, and then he focuses more on not try to strike out as many guys, but try to induce as weak a contact, maybe taking a note from Johnny Cueto. And then instead of a slider, maybe he goes back to the curveball that made him a wonder kid when he was a prospect at 18 years old and drafted in the first round. But it's very clear. This four-seam fastball and slider is not very good. I don't know how you get away from that at this stage of the season. I don't think you can go into a major league game, guys, and throw 60% changeups. I just don't think you can. So right now for Lucas Giolito, I know he's lost for words. And when he has these post-game press conferences, they get sadder and sadder when he has these types of outings against the Houston Astros. But again, he's got a 5.34 ERA. He is a liability for the White Sox. The White Sox should manage him like he is a liability and be very careful, try to push him more than five innings in any upcoming start.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.